Good morning, everyone. Russ Martin, and we're pleased to have with us today the administrator for the Greater Rensselaer Chamber of Commerce, Nancy Studer. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Hometown Christmas, the annual Christmas parade in Rensselaer is coming up early next month. Tell us when and where it will start.
The parade will be on December 3rd, this Saturday, at 4:30 p.m. So we're hoping it's a nice day and just a little bit dark so that the floats that are illuminated will shine for us. It will start on Washington Street downtown and run the full length of Washington Street through downtown. And it will start at McKinley Avenue this year and end up at College Avenue. So we're just reversing the route so that Santa will end up near Pottawatomie Park. We're doing the parade at this time so that Santa arrives at Pottawatomie Park for Frosty Fest.
And whereabouts will the lineup take place for this different parade route?
The lineup will be on Harrison Street between Cullen and McKinley. So right there at the corner where the police station is, and then heading east, not north, it'll be east on Harrison Street. And there's two blocks in there where vehicles can line up. And that'll be between 3 and 4 p.m. in advance of the parade. And then once we get organized, we'll take off at 4:30 and we'll go just north one block on McKinley to get over to Washington Street. And then we'll head west on Washington over to College.
And for those people that would like to take part in the parade, how would they register?
They can contact me for a form at my email, admin@rensselaerchamber.com, or they can go to our website, rensselaerchamber.com. And the form is there. And we do ask that everyone that's planning to participate complete a form just so that we're prepared in advance with information for the presenter that's announcing the parade, and also just so that we can get organized the order of the vehicles. So even if you're a vehicle and not a float, we still would like to know how many vehicles you'll have. And so we do ask that everyone registers in advance.
And is there a deadline to do that?
We'd like to have them by the 29th of November, but certainly, you know, if you're a last-minute entry, please go ahead and contact us. We'd love to make room for you.
Are there any requirements or restrictions for those taking part in the parade?
Well, we want everyone to have fun, and we want it to be a safe event, especially for the children. So we know that people like to throw candy, and we're encouraging that. We ask that that's done by the walkers that are walking alongside the floats and the vehicles, because sometimes children get excited and like to run out into the street. And when they're throwing it from the vehicles, especially, you know, it lands closer to the vehicles. And we just feel safer and more comfortable if the candy was distributed from the walkers alongside the vehicles and the floats.
Anything else you'd like to talk about today with regard to Hometown Christmas?
Santa's sleigh is going to be all decked out for the event, and that will be the last entry in the parade, and we look forward to seeing everyone there. First Merchants Bank is going to be handing out hot chocolate there on the parade route, and then at Frosty Fest, ConAgra is going to be handing out hot chocolate down at Pottawatomie Park.
Our guest today has been the administrator for the Greater Rensselaer Chamber of Commerce, Nancy Studer, talking about the Hometown Christmas, the annual Christmas parade in Rensselaer. And we want to let our listeners know that we'll be speaking with Nancy again in the days ahead about other activities on the Chamber's calendar. Nancy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Nancy Studer, our guest today on The Bear.